What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today. I'm Pastor James Levesque on this amazing September 21st on a Wednesday. I want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. I just got back from an incredible trip yesterday from Missouri and ready to go today. John chapter 6, we're going to read verses 68, 69. Simon Peter answered, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Today's devotional is called Many Turn Away. In John 6, there's a major church split. It was massive. Jesus was preaching absurd stuff, right? Like, eat my flesh, drink my blood, and so on. The disciples got offended and had a bone-chilling response. It says, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Verse 66. Crazy to think. Can you even imagine that? The Son of God was standing right before them, and they left because they were offended. Today's insecure church leaders would probably say, "Please come back. I'll do whatever you want. I'm sorry. I'll cut the service down. I'll wear tighter jeans. You want smoke machines? You want me to stop preaching hard?" But not Jesus. He actually turned around to the remaining 12 and said, "Do you also want to go?" That's verse 67. Jesus knew who he was and what he'd have to offer. He wasn't about to sell salvation short. That's when Peter gave his iconic answer, you know. Don't be the one of the many who turn away. Don't be offended at God. Who else can you run to for eternal life? You know, offense is such a big issue because it's going to happen. Jesus didn't say if, he just said when. And I think when it comes to church, I mean, we all have a list of offenses, right? Like, take a number for real. But what do we do when we're offended? I've always been amazed by this story because in this story, everyone left. Can you imagine? Everyone left. This is like early Twitter culture, man. Early like cancel culture. Everybody left. People that said he was the Christ left. And it said they walked with him no more. And can you imagine in your life right now, standing there and everybody leaving? You wouldn't be human if you didn't think, am I missing it? You're watching everyone leave because Jesus was saying crazy things, right? Eat my flesh, drink my blood. And every time they would like question how hard that was, what it was coming out of his mouth, he would double down, right? Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part of me. You know, he just was going on, and they didn't understand it at the time. And so because they didn't understand, they left. And there was a real church split. I mean, that was for real. And they walked with him no more because of confusion and misunderstanding. They did not understand what he was saying. And then Jesus looks at Peter and not insecure, right? Jesus could have tried to make it right. Man, one lesson, and we've been talking about this at our church in Madeira Beach about a culture of heaven. One thing we need to realize is people's response doesn't change what God is doing. Like, I'm not looking around the room at how you react to what God's doing and tell me what he's doing. It's not the reaction. I know God is moving. And that was this moment for Peter. Everyone's leaving. You have every reason to think that you missed it. And that, you know, the thing to do right now would have to leave Christ. And Jesus, not insecure, not tracking them down, saying, please come back. We're talking about John 6. John 6, 66 says they left him and would never walk with him again. Jesus looks at Peter and his response is, do you also want to leave? And Peter says, basically, where would I go? Like, I don't quite understand what you're saying either, Jesus. But what I do know is when you open your mouth, I come alive inside. What I do know is when you speak, things happen. And I've come to know, I don't understand what's happening right now, but I've come to know that you're the one that has words of eternal life. What do you do when you get offended, especially at God, right? God moves in powerful ways. I remember years ago, people would get like gold teeth fillings. And yes, we've all heard the ridiculous flesh stories, but there were people really getting touched by God. I didn't understand it. It didn't make sense to me. Could God do it? Sure. Why? Not sure. God could do anything he wants. That's the wonder part of signs and wonders. But it never dawned on me to go, well, I don't understand it, so it must not be God. No, man. I'm like, yo, if you're doing these things, God, because I know you're powerful enough to do it. If you're really doing these things, then show me, man. Show me why. Show me how. Like, enlighten me to what your spirit's doing on this earth. That's how we respond to the gospel. We don't respond with, I'm offended, I don't understand it, I'm out. And so today, it's like a lot of people have walked away from God because hell is real. You heard me right. A lot of people are walking away from the Lord because hell's real. because they don't believe it's right for you to say something so evil. There was a pastor that I knew, megachurch pastor, turned into a celebrity pastor on a panel like in the last couple weeks, and they said, what are you saved from in salvation? And the guy's response was, you're saved from yourself. No, friends, you're saved from hell. And as long as we don't preach hell because we're scared people are going to leave, then we're not going to have a move of God. Hell is real, period. But that is a truth that is out there that a lot of people have left and never came back because they think that, you know, they're so offended at the fact that there's a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. So today, don't be offended. Embrace truth, embrace all that God's done, and don't allow yourself to be turned away from things that you may not understand. That's it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Looking forward to tomorrow. It's going to be incredible. As always, thank you for rocking with Engage Heaven today. I'm out.